But we begin today in Hong Kong, where just before dawn, police special forces broke through protesters' barricades into Hong Kong's Polytechnic University and made mass arrests as explosions rocked the campus. Earlier, the pro-democracy demonstrators had thrown petrol bombs and shot arrows at police officers, and police warned they would use live ammunition if protesters didn't stop their attacks. The ABC's China correspondent Bill Birtles is outside the university.
The students who were out on the roads around the university all ran inside when the police special tactical forces charged at them. And there are several relatively small fires burning in the entrance of the campus. That's just from our vantage point, what I can see. But I've also heard several other fairly large sounding explosions from other parts of the campus. And I had been in there twice in the past few days during more peaceful moments. I had a look firsthand at the amount of explosive material that students had amassed in the form of Molotov cocktails, also two butane gas canister bombs. They had all sorts of things like that. They had plenty of petrol in there too. It is hugely worrying that there are now fires burning inside the campus and that those students, hundreds of them, possibly more than 1,000 of them, are inside that campus too. Police fired many rounds of tear gas. It wasn't clear if they were firing rubber bullets as well. I believe they were, but there was so much tear gas in the air, it's a bit difficult to see what was going on, frankly. But in another part of town, not too far away from the university, we're seeing reports tonight from Hong Kong local media that police fired live rounds during confrontations with protesters. Police did warn that they would do this if people continued to throw Molotov cocktails at them, firebombs, and it appears they did use live rounds. But here at the university, I haven't seen any evidence of them using it in this particular area.
That's the ABC's China correspondent, Bill Birtles.